Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Stony Stone. I'm coming to you live, and yes, I am home from the hospital, finally. Thank God. It has been a long journey this week. I have been very ill. However, I am so passionate about the things that I talk about on my Blog Talk Radio. So therefore, it kept me going, kept me in a positive frame of mind. And even though I've had some great challenges during my hospital stay and I received some negative energy, I am still rolling on, because that is the only thing I know what to do is to roll on. Tonight I want to talk about, do you mind if someone shows their emotions or its sensitivity too much? Okay? That's a big thing, because sometimes people say, put your big girl panties on and just roll with the punches. I don't know about that. Many years ago, I was reading this article, and this lady said that she had a falling out with a girlfriend that proved to be so painful. She could hardly talk about it the next day. And the friend, we'll say, we'll call her Mary, was a colorful television personality and had the world at her feet. She was engaged to a handsome European, and her face was plastered across the newspaper. Now, the other young lady was worried for 60 minutes at a time, and we often met for lunch, she would say. And then the next day, her show was canceled, and she asked me casually, as though, people are texting me, people are trying to reach me, casually, as if it didn't matter, really matter, if I had put her forward as a reporter for 60 minutes, thinking she was tough as she seemed, the article says, that she hardly needed my help. But anyway, I was certain she had many other job offers on the table. I answered that I was just a minion of 60 minutes that besides that had millions of people hankering to work there. I suggest she instead call another friend of hers who I felt was in a much better position to make such a pitch. Mary never spoke to her again and called, and she called and even sent her a present for she don't know for what. But the young lady put a wall up. And at that time, Mary remembered being completely baffled at exactly what had she done. So today, she understands completely. Mary is a highly sensitive person and was simply behaving in a way that consistent with the personality and characteristics that two emotionally cautious people, emotionally cautious people reject sensitive people is what I'm trying to say, based off this article. And based off this article, Mary was reaching out to her friend, trying to show her love, and trying to show her that she was sensitive to her needs. She was sensitive to the fact that she didn't get that job that she wanted. She wanted to be there for her, but emotionally guarded people find that as a scare tactic. They find that as an elusive way to make the other person feel bad because they're being too sensitive. According to research, AHPS, which is highly sensitive people, they share is an uncommon ability to pick up on other things that other people might miss because they are straightforward. They're straightforward people. They are people who show their emotions. They are in tune and they adapt to other people's feelings. They are concerned. Do you feel that if you show your emotions that you're weak? Do you think that you're a weak individual if you show that you care about someone? Is being concerned about someone's day, giving a hug, is that too much? Is that wrong? Well, let me say this: 16 habits of highly sensitive people. Do you feel like you reflect on things more than everyone else? Do you find yourself worrying about how other people feel? Do you prefer a quieter or less chaotic environment? Now, if the above sounds true to you, you may be highly sensitive. The personality trait, which was first researched by Elaine Aaron, PhD, in the early 1990s, is relatively common, with as many as 1 in 5 people possessing it. Now, Dr. Aaron has said and written in multiple studies and books that highly sensitive people also develop, are driven by high-profile publications and subjects, including a book that was written by Susan Cain, has brought more awareness to personality traits that values less stimulation and higher sensitivity. But a minority doesn't mean bad. In fact, being highly sensitive carries a multitude of positive characteristics. So it's not a bad thing if you show your emotions. The thing about people who show their emotions, they feel more deeply. And with that, one of the hallmark characteristics of highly sensitive people are the ability to feel feel more deeply than the less sensitive peers. And they are more emotionally reactive. People who are highly sensitive will react more in a situation. For instance, they will have more empathy and feel more concerned for a friend's problem, according to the research. They may also have more concern about how another person may be reacting in the face of a negative event. Probably used to hearing, "Don't take things so personally," and "Why are you so sensitive?" And that is the wrong thing to say to someone who has the emotions in their heart on their sleeve. Now, depending on the culture, sensitivity can be perceived as an asset or a negative trait, such as we are rarely or never teased while highly sensitive men he interviewed. Now, this was an interview done by highly sensitive men in North America, were frequently or always teased, so a lot of it is very cultural. The same person who is told, "Oh, you're so sensitive," calls are coming through during the wrong time of the show. The person who is told, "Oh, you're so sensitive," in certain cultures, is considered an asset, is what has been stated during these studies, during most of these studies, okay? They prefer to exercise solo. Now, people who are sensitive are highly sensitive people. They prefer to be their loner. They may tend to avoid team sports where there's a sense there's everyone is watching their every move. These people, they like bicycling and running and hiking and group sports. However, there are most highly sensitive people who may have had parents who provided an understanding and supportive environment that would make it easier for them to participate in group sports. It takes longer for them to make decisions. People who are sensitive, it takes them longer to make decisions because they are considerate of other people's feelings. And on that note, they are more upset if they make a bad decision or a wrong decision because, again, they are thinking of other people's feelings. People who are sensitive are detail-oriented, okay? They know how to prioritize. They know how to multitask. They know how to be considerate. Not only are highly sensitive people are introverts, 30% are highly sensitive people are extroverts. They work well in team environments because they're caring, understanding, and compassionate. So, for instance, if a highly sensitive person was a part of a medical team, he or she would be valuable in analyzing the pros and the cons of a patient having surgery. They are more prone to anxiety or depression, but only if they had a lot of past negative experiences. I believe that emotional people experience the most negative experiences from others because they are targeted, because they are looked upon as weak people. And they're not weak people. They're just caring individuals. I am a sensitive individual. I am an emotional individual. When I love hard because I love with my all. I look into the person's eyes and I try to feel their soul and their spirit. However, if there's, then I let them go and then I detach myself from them emotionally. But however, if I care for you, you will know through my actions and through my sensitivity, through my words and through my care. Excuse me. Think about sensitive people. We cry more easily because things are deep to our hearts. We have above an average manners because we're more sensitive to thank you, please, may I, how are you. Being sensitive, walking into the office or to a room and you're speaking to everybody, good evening, how are you today, because you want to be thoughtful, you want to be kind. But people see that as you are weak. Because you will walk in and you speak to everybody, you acknowledge everyone. So you are being labeled as a weak individual because you are sensitive and you have enough care in your heart and enough emotion to attach yourself to what someone else is feeling. And it's not because they're afraid of someone will steal something from them or afraid of someone judging them. Sensitive people just try their best to make everyone happy. The effects of criticism are especially amplified in a highly sensitive person. Highly sensitive people have reactions to criticism that are more intense than less sensitive people. As a result, they may employ certain tactics to avoid sad criticism, including people-pleasing so that there's no longer anything to criticize or criticize themselves first or avoid the source of criticism altogether. People can say something negative, and a non-HSP, which is a highly sensitive person, can say whatever, and it doesn't even affect them. Cubicles. Open office is a bad plan for highly sensitive people. Just like highly sensitive people tend to prefer solo workouts, they may also prefer solo work environments. Okay? If you're working with a sensitive person, they pretty much prefer to be alone. And this is something that you would have to respect from that person that they prefer being alone. It is nothing wrong with being a highly sensitive person. Not at all. And there are life-changing tips that for highly sensitive people. And those who are seen dancing were thought insane by those who could not hear the music. And that is for the sensitive people, and that's a quote. Highly sensitive people are too often perceived as weak or broken. But to feel intensely is not a symptom of weakness. It is the characteristic of a truly alive and compassionate human being. It is not the sensitive person who is broken. It is society's understanding that has become dysfunctional and emotional incapacitated. And that's to go without saying. Sorry, I lost my thought. So use your deep feelings to tune into your emotions, sensations, and stay within your optimal range and arousal as often as possible. Use your heightened awareness to dance to whatever beat you darn well please, even if that seems odd to a lot of people, because somewhere others are dancing with you. And now it's your turn. What are you sensitive about? What's something you do that helps you thrive as a sensitive person? Just think about that. That is something to think about. That is definitely, definitely something to think about. And other healthy tips that I would suggest. Give me just a second. I had my thought. Everybody's calling in the middle of my show. And that's quit searching for someone or something to fix you. Sensitivity is a temperament trait, not a medical disorder. So nothing is inherently wrong with you. Sadly, though, many certified health practitioners do not understand this because sensory processing sensitivity is a recent area of health research. Sure, highly sensitive people are more likely to have allergies or sensitivities to food, chemicals, medications, and so forth and so on, and they're more prone to overstimulation, thus quicker to feel stress, which can lead to other health issues. But sensitivity is in itself is not something that needs fixing. Successful sensitive types realize that they're not broken. If your mind is exhausted from busily researching yet another resolution to take away your flaws, now that the answer is to living in harmony with you and your sensitivity, it lies inside of you. Tell yourself as often as necessary that you are not a fraud. Imposter syndrome isn't exclusive to highly insensitive people. Many conscientious and high-achieving people fall victim into this nagging fear. But the simmering discomfort about being found out is often constant for a sensitive person. Why wouldn't it be considering you spend a lifetime of feeling different from others and trying to fit in? Maybe you blame your tears or your dust in your eye during that cheesy TV commercial, or you sign up in the company for fun even though you hate running and you know you feel ashamed of how long your body takes to recover. But even if you grew up displaying your sensitivity, it's unlikely you escape the cultural pressure motivating you to disguise your real self to fit into the norm. Successful sensitive types respect that their nervous systems are wired differently from 80 to 85% of people. If you are constantly thinking about who you should be but aren't, and what you should be doing and can't, understand that valuing your achievements and signature strengths allows you to show yourself as who you truly are more comfortably, even when you are the odd one out. Seek out kindred spirits, people that are like you, and know that you're not alone. You probably feel different and alone, but the truth is you're not. Many have experienced confusion and isolation before discovering that hordes of people have some idea of what it's like to be you. They felt the same surge of power that comes from being supported by like-minded souls. And they want to pay it forward. The key, whenever possible, is to hang out with sensitive people who are already flourishing or at least upon these possibilities. They understand not only how to manage their sensitivity, but also how to wield its superpower. They also know what it's like for you to feel endless under siege, and they can offer firsthand experience and wisdom to help you make your sensitivity work in your favor. Look for hidden positivity in every situation and soak it up. Find new spins on old flaws. Treat yourself with compassion. Highly sensitive people are deeply compassionate, so much that they're putting others' comforts and needs before their own. On top of that, you're often your own biggest critic. You push yourself the hardest, and then you beat yourself up and you miss the mark. You criticize yourself in ways you've never dreamed of judging others. Controlling your nagger inner critic is essential to self-compassion. But contrary to popular belief, you shouldn't do so by relentlessly ignoring it. Deep thinking is one of your gifts, so embrace it. Take control by hearing your thoughts without judgmental. After all, there might be gems of wisdom hidden deep within. And then pile soul thoughts that trigger kinder and more loving emotions in your body. So embrace your sensitivity. Create healthy boundaries, not rigid emotions or walls. Tune into your body to avoid seesawing between emotional extremes. Design healthy habits that fit your unique needs. Stop smothering your sensitivity and hiding behind it. Close your thoughts and always think positive. And remember, it's your turn. What is so sensitive about you? What makes you so emotional? That's what I want to know. And so caring and so giving. So, guys, that was my thing tonight. Are you too emotional? Are you too sensitive? Do you know someone that is too emotional? Does it drive you crazy? But when you think about them tonight and you know that they care about you because they showed you, because they smiled at you, because they touched your arm, because they opened the door for you, they asked you, could they help you? They acknowledge you when they spoke to you this morning. Those are the type of individuals that you need in your circle. You can never be too sensitive. You can never be too emotional. Because love makes the world go round. Nothing less is better than having eternal, eternal love. This is my show tonight. I have a meeting I have to go to, but I will be cutting it short. Thank you for joining me. Tomorrow, hopefully, you'll be able to join in and do call. Thank you. Don't be sensitive about the issue. It's okay to wear your heart on your sleeve. It's okay to show love. Leave the haters and the naysayers out of your life. They mean you have no good. All right, guys, have an awesome night, awesome day, awesome evening, whenever you listen to this. Be blessed.